little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're going to move on to another area of the curriculum. We're going to now try and cover some topics linked in with child health, if that's okay. So we've got little Cindy, and little Cindy's come to see the doctor today with her mum. And the doctor is seeing a lot of bronchiolitis and is pretty sure from the presentation that this is bronchiolitis, but wants to make sure that we don't miss anything more serious than bronchiolitis, or indeed to make sure that the bronchiolitis is not too serious for Cindy on this particular occasion. So the red flag questions that the doctor might ask to the mother could be along these sorts of lines. So how's Cindy managing with her feeds?
Well, she has, it's less than normal, doctor, but she is still feeding.
When you say less than normal, can I get a rough idea of is that kind of less than a half or more than a half?
Oh, more than half, but I just would say she just is not quite finishing them.
Okay. Does she vomit at all?
No.
What about diarrhoea?
Not that I've noticed, no.
Okay. And if you had noticed vomiting or diarrhoea, I'd then perhaps ask you how many times that had been today. Have you noticed a fever at all?
Well, feels a bit hot. Did this morning. I think she's a bit better now.
So my explanation to mum at this time would probably go along the lines of, so Cindy has a problem called bronchiolitis. This is caused by a viral infection that affects the lungs. But there's no special treatment for this, apart from making sure that she's getting enough fluid on board and that she's comfortable enough, except in very rare circumstances where the breathing becomes particularly difficult. So we need a safety net against that. So perhaps we could have a bash at the safety netting together.
Mm-hmm. So, as we've said, Cindy's got bronchiolitis, and most children with bronchiolitis will start to get better within 5 days. But there's a few things you need to look out for, which I would like you to come back to see me urgently with if you do notice, and that's if she actually feeds less than half of her normal, and if she's not having at least 3 wet nappies a day, or if she's working extremely hard with her breathing and you might see the chest wall and stomach moving in and out very fast, or a tug just at the neck. And if you notice any of these things, then I'd like to come urgently. Otherwise, you can give it the 5 days, but if she continues to be poorly and doesn't seem to be picking up after that, then it would be a good idea for us to catch up again. In terms of the cough may actually go on for a few weeks after she gets better, and there isn't anything we can do to actually help with that. We just need to give it time. The fever should really only last a few days. And like I've said before, there are things you need to look out for. Can you just tell me a bit about what I've said there? What are you going to look for with Cindy at the minute?
Well, you mentioned the cough's likely to go on for a wee while, maybe a few weeks. And I just need to make sure that she's still feeding okay and still wetting her nappies so that she's not feeding less than 50% of what she'd normally manage, and making sure that she's wetting her nappies at least 3 times a day. But you'd expect her to be a lot better within 5 days.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it for our GP.